Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In this crazy world that we live in, it's a constant challenge for us Christians is how do we guard our souls? How do we guard our hearts? How can we keep our hearts clear and pure and clean from all the evil that's out there? And you probably, you know, those of you who have kids, grandkids, you probably think about this with them. You know, how in the world can I keep my kids and my grandkids from having their hearts and their souls corrupted by all that's out there? So take, for instance, the internet. What a blessing the internet is, right? It's great. We love it. So many things you can do. But, of course, it's also an open door right into our heart and soul for all kinds of evil things. I mean, bad language. There's a lot of negativity out there. Pornography, violence, about a lot of bad humor, gossip. Or TV, right? TV's been around longer. It's a great blessing. So many good things about it. But it's also like this open, you know, that tube, they used to call it tube. This is like an open portal right into your home for all kinds of stuff. Music, or movies, you know, that are full of bad things, sex and violence. You got shows that are constantly, everybody's mistreating each other, disrespecting each other, a lot of bad things. Music, great, right? Music is great. We love it. It's a wonderful gift of God. But, you know, look at some of the song lyrics out there. A lot of radio stations you turn to, there's a good chance you're going to hear a song that's about drinking or drugs or partying or sex. How are we going to keep our souls safe from this stuff? Well, there is a way. Okay? There is a way. There is a way that you can enjoy all those things, internet, TV, music, and everything else the world has to offer, and you can still keep your heart and your soul guarded. There's a way to do it. And really, it's not all that complicated. And it comes from our gospel reading this morning. Jesus teaches this. And I'm going to boil it down for you in this way. If your house is already full, which Jesus is going to talk about your house as your heart, your soul. If your heart and soul are already full, then quite simply, the devil can't get in. Okay, if our heart and soul are full of God and His Word, most importantly, His Word, then our house is guarded. So what happens in the gospel reading today is we hear about this battle for our house, for your soul, your heart. And winning that battle is as simple as believing in the stronger man, Jesus Christ, and guarding His Word in our hearts. Okay, so let's walk through that reading a little bit. What happens is Jesus heals somebody and they get all bent out of shape about it. He casts out a demon from a guy who's mute and the guy can talk. And then everybody's got to try to come up with some explanation about this. And so some in the crowd say he must be in league with Satan. Jesus must be part of Satan's army. And that's how he casts out this demon. Now I'm going to explain this with a reference to a recent movie. Well, it's not that recent, but fairly recent movie called Minions. How many of you heard of the movie Minions, right? A lot of you have seen it, a lot of you haven't. All right, but it's simple. And actually, I didn't even realize in that hymn we just sang, it used the word Satan's Minions, so it's perfect. All right, Minions, you know, if you haven't seen the movie, there's these really small, yellow, odd-looking, funny-looking creatures. And their whole purpose in life is to serve an evil master, right? Like henchmen. They're like evil henchmen, right? So evil villains, they use their minions to do their evil, dirty work. So this, I think, helps. Makes it really simple. So in our gospel reading, Jesus is accused of being one of Satan's minions, right? He's doing the devil's bidding. So he's casting out demons, other minions, by being a minion himself. Now, if you think about that, you can start to see this makes absolutely no sense. So Jesus calls him on it and says, look, if I am one of Satan's minions casting out other minions, then Satan's kingdom, his regime, it's pretty divided. It's not going to last. That makes no sense whatsoever. So you get his famous words, a kingdom divided against itself is laid waste. And Abraham Lincoln picked up those words and said the same thing about the United States, right? Because it's just common sense, right? If our United States was divided against itself, it wasn't going to stand. So that's Jesus just uses common sense, says you can't have minions fighting amongst themselves. That kingdom's not going to stand. So just by common logic, I cannot be a minion. Right? So what is he now? And here's where the reading should matter to you. is Jesus now takes this opportunity. Okay, you're going to call me Satan? Well, you know that whole thing. I'm sure you've all used it before. Whenever you point at somebody, then three fingers are pointing back at you. Well, they're pointing the finger at Jesus saying, you're in league with Satan. And Jesus basically says, hey, there's three fingers pointing back at you, right? He basically says, I'm not in league with Satan, but you might want to check your own hearts, right? Because if you're not in league with me, he says, then you're against me. That means if you're not with Jesus, you are one of Satan's minions. Now that should give you a little pause, see? We like to think sometimes that we can handle the devil, but we can't. We cannot. If we're not with Jesus, we have no hope. Satan will win. And that's where Jesus starts to talk about this battle for your house. He says the place where this battle is going on, the battleground, is your heart and soul. And we also mean your home, your family. It's all connected together. That's where the battleground is. Satan wants to win it. And he is too strong for you. He wants you to be one of his minions. But we need Jesus. Jesus has other ideas. So he tells this parable about strong man who's guarding his house. Okay, Satan is a strong man. He likes to stand at the door of our hearts and say, aha, I've got you, right? I've got you guys trapped. I know all those sins you've committed. I know all those ugly, horrible thoughts you've had. I've got all the goods on you. You're one of my minions, you sinner. You're one of mine. You're evil like me. And he likes to hold that over us and hold death over us like it's the Grim Reaper and say, we're never going to get out of his clutches. He makes us suffer. He gives us diseases, heartaches, tragedies. So Satan's powerful. Okay, and he's got us guarded. But then the parable continues. Jesus says, when a strong man fully armed guards his own palace, his goods are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks him and overcomes him, he takes away his armor in which he trusted and divides his spoil. All of Satan's armor, the things that he would use to trap you, which is your sins and death, Jesus comes in, attacks him, and takes it away. Your sin, that doesn't matter anymore. Satan can't even talk to you about your sin because it's gone. Jesus put it, nailed it to the cross, okay? It's done. And death, Jesus already died for you, so Satan can't hold death over you and threaten you with it. You've already died with Jesus. You have eternal life. So all of a sudden, Satan, he has no power. The battleground is your house, and that's where Jesus goes, right to your heart, into your soul, and he takes his word in there and says, devil, get out of here. And if you remember, this all starts at Holy Baptism, and one of the first questions that gets asked at baptism is, do you renounce the devil? Because that's what baptism is. It's Jesus coming into your heart and saying, this is mine now. And the devil's going to have to get out of here and take a hike. He's leaving. And he comes in, and Jesus talks exactly this way. He says that the Father and the Holy Spirit and I will come and make our home with you. We will dwell with you. And then every time after your baptism that you say those words in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you're chasing the devil away again. That's God's word. And Jesus gives us absolution, forgiveness, right? He gives us the Lord's Supper where he very literally comes in his body and blood and makes his home with us, fills our heart and soul with his victory. So you see how this works, okay? And this is, you know, what Jesus is talking about in the gospel reading today, that if our heart and our home and our soul is all full of Jesus and his word, then there's no room for the devil. He just simply cannot work on you. Jesus is so much stronger than him, and his word, the gospel, is so much stronger. It just takes the devil's power away. And so Jesus' words to you and me are to guard and to keep his word in our house. Hey, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it, guard it. So you could talk about this a lot of ways, but I'm trying to be just as literal as I can to just fill up your house and fill up your heart with God's word. Think about if you're trying to resist, you know, junk food, you're trying to stay away from bad food, junk food, desserts, sweets, all this. Well, what do you have to do? You fill up your belly with good food. You fill up your refrigerator with good food. You clean out all that junk out of your cupboards. Well, that's what Jesus is telling you to do. Fill up your house and your heart with his word, with the good stuff, and guard it and protect it. And Satan won't be able to get in. So guard your heart with the Word of God. Do devotions every day. Make sure your home is full of Bibles everywhere, right? You cannot have too many Bibles. Get devotion books, prayer books, and have them in your house and your house full of it so that you know right here in this place and this time you're going to do your devotions, and what's going to happen is right away God is going to fill up your heart with His Word so the devil won't know what to do. He'll just have to limp off defeated for the rest of the day when he tries to get at you because you're full of God's Word. But if your heart is empty, okay, if we're not reading God's Word, if we're not going to church, if we're not praying, well, then the devil's going to come rushing in there. You heard Jesus say that. He'll come in with seven more demons, and it'll be even worse than it was in the beginning. He will wreak havoc. So let's take a few examples of this. All of us have specific weaknesses that the devil can target. Let's say you have a weakness with bad language, okay? You just really struggle, you use a lot of bad language. So you use bad words, say bad things, you're negative, right? Tell bad jokes, whatever. Well, what happens if you are to fill up your heart with God's Word and with prayer? Well, what happens? I mean, it's just so simple, right? You have better things to talk about now. You don't have to use all the bad language. You don't have to be negative about other people because all of a sudden you have better things to think about and talk about. You have God's Word, you know, ruminating in your heart. And there's not as much room for all that bad stuff. You'll find that your language improves. Let's say you have an anger problem. Say you get angry and negative a lot. And a lot of us struggle with that. And the devil loves that because he knows the minute we get angry, he's got us. Well, what happens when we fill up our heart with God's Word? Well, anger needs a lot of room in you. Anger needs room so it can swell up, you know, and just ruin everything. Well, when your heart is full of God's Word, that rage, it doesn't have as much room. And God's Word is going to be in there to calm you and comfort you and teach you self-control. That Word of God is going to have you thinking about things like forgiveness and love instead of anger. It just won't have as much room to get a foothold. Or let's say you have a problem. There's certain people you have a problem loving. I think it's true for all of us, okay? Could be anybody. Maybe sometimes your spouse, you don't love them as you should. Maybe you're someone in your family, someone at work, whatever. And the devil loves that also because they'll use that one person to just destroy us. Well, the Word of God, however, what it does, you fill up your heart with the Word of God, it makes us grateful. And this I'm starting to get into the epistle reading. Paul talks about being filled up with thanksgiving. And instead of always finding all the problems that with so-and-so, a certain someone, we find that we actually start to be thankful for them. And you know what the other thing the Word of God does is it shows us that we're all unlovable. And a lot of times the very things we don't like in other people are the very things we see in ourselves. And the Word of God will show us that. And so when the devil tries to break into your heart and get you thinking bad thoughts about certain someone instead, God's Word will already be there teaching you about love and kindness. It's not rocket science. It really isn't. It's pretty simple. We fill up our heart and soul with God's Word. The devil just cannot work. Our house is guarded. And finally then, one more word of admonition here. This comes from the epistle reading. To keep your house clean. Okay, Jesus has cleaned your heart and soul in baptism. He gives you His Word to fill up your heart. Gives you prayer. Gives you His body and blood in the Lord's Supper. Okay, so your house is guarded by Christ. So Paul then comes in. He doesn't use these words, but essentially saying, keep your house clean. You know, he mentions specifically things that should not be in our homes. Sexual immorality, impurity, coveting, filthiness, foolish talk, crude joking. You find all that in the epistle reading. You know, keep that dirty stuff out of your house, he says. You know, how many of you would be okay if we, you know, brought a snake in to sleep in your bed? You never let that happen. Or would you be okay if we brought in a skunk to, you know, take up residence in your living room? You know, you would never do that. Why do we let all this stuff into our homes and our hearts? Keep the filth out, he says. Instead, let there be thanksgiving. Let God's Word dwell in you richly and guard and keep your hearts. Blessed are those who hear the Word of God and keep it. That's how our hearts and our souls are kept safe. God's Word is so powerful. Okay, we will never fully understand its power, that when we are filling our hearts up with God's Word, it will drive away all enemies. And the devil, he just can't stand it. He has not a chance in the presence of God's Word. Guard your heart with Christ's Word, and He will guard and keep your heart and your home safe. In Jesus' name. Amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.